Hello and welcome to Brunani Productions podcast. This is your host, Queen Layla. Welcome. Enter the oral portal to sexual freedom. Let's all take a deep breath in. When you breathe out, I want you to let go of anything that doesn't serve you anymore. Put a wei xiao on your face. If you don't know what that is already, wei means slight. Xiao means to smile in Chinese. So wei xiao is slight smile. Whenever you're walking down the street and you need a little pick-me-up, just put a wei xiao on your face. So today is another episode of our very special guest empowerment story series. And today I have a very amazing person, someone dear to my heart, friend from almost 10 years ago. His name is Oba Hyacinth, a musician, artist, producer, talented and sexy human.
Wow.
Lovers and friends. So very happy to have you here, Oba. Welcome.
Very nice to be here.
Thank you. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about yourself first?
Oh, yeah, you explained it right. Musician, producer, now DJ, just a full artist, kind of like exploring the art of music. And I got into dance, started traveling with that. 12 years I was out in Asia and the UAE traveling, performing my stuff. I met you on my travels as well.
Right. But you first started out in Toronto, Canada with that art group, right? Tell us a little bit about
that. Oh, we're going all the way back. Okay.
Yeah.
That was in 93. In the album, I put it like there was a poem I did in the beginning. It was in 93 when the vision came to me, make a 5-man group who make history. So it's kind of like that. It started like that. I wanted to be the first black group to ever do something here in this country, because they never had an R&B group that ever did anything. So I started putting a group together. It was successful. We won the Juno, the big Juno.
In essence, right?
In essence. That's right. Thank you.
I remember.
That's right. Yeah. Go check them out. I mean, we're on YouTube or whatever, but yeah, man, it was a great journey. And then the overseas journey. So yeah, that was amazing.
Wow. Great. Well, this is a sexuality podcast. So we're here to talk about sex, sexuality, all things sex. And you are very sexy. So anything you'd like to share to start? My main question here is, how did you embrace your sexuality and unleash your power? You know, maybe you want to share, like, when did you first discover your sexuality?
Yeah, good question. Very young. I explored at a young age, probably when I was around 8. I kind of remember being physical, but I wasn't really into intercourse at that time. I think my first experience is when I was 14. But I was a different child at that time. So I was very obedient, you know, as a son to a single mother, you know. So being or having a woman over or even going over to see a woman wasn't really a thing. Dating at a younger age was a thing. So, you know, you got into being, I don't know, emotionally attached to a woman at a young age, and then sex comes up and you're kind of like, what's going on? So at 14, I broke my virginity then. And it was the way I broke my virginity, or the way it happened, was a girl on my volleyball team. She was an older girl, and we're all like walking home, and she was walking our way, our direction. And I was wondering halfway through, I was like, why are you walking this way? You know? I was so clueless.
So innocent.
So
back
clueless.
Then.
Right. And she followed me home and, you know, she asked the question, have you ever had sex before? No. She's like, you know, let's try it. So at that moment we did. And I remember that crazy the moments after, because my mom was coming home and I had the scent on me, and the scent would not leave my body. Like, as much as I try to put on clothes or put powder on me, it was like, why is this scent? So I went to the shower. I was like scrubbing like crazy. And my mom didn't know about nothing. That was cool after. But I just remember that time I was so nervous. And I just remember the smell of the moment. It wasn't a bad smell. It was just, that's what sex was smelling like, you know?
Wow. And, you know, I never even thought about the scent. But now that you're mentioning it, do you, like, everybody always says, oh, yeah, you can smell the sex that's been going on in the room, you know? But
yeah. Is
that smell of sex, like, your smell? Or would every smell be different? Because I know you have a very sensitive nose, you know? So, like, sex smell is different, right?
Yeah.
Or your own is different each time, too?
There's a different scent, I guess, slightly different scents for, obviously, because chemistries match differently. But you know, there's a certain funk. I don't want to say it in a bad word, but there's a funk, a sex funk, which is not a bad thing. It's just like, that's how sex is supposed to smell, right? So
funky.
I learned that at a young age, and segue into that, because the next few days after that happened, I was in science class. And this is the first time I've ever had a boner, or what they call a boner, what do they call it?
Erection.
Erection is the technical term. I had an erection and it hurt like hell. It really hurt. Like, I was like, ow, what's that? And I was looking down like, what is that? And
so you never had it hurt before?
It never hurt because I never had an erection before.
Oh, you never, so after the sex, then you had the erection the next day.
Erection started happening, yeah.
Oh, but so, before you had sex, you didn't have any, like,
no, I can't remember there. Any, like, you know, I remember puberty happening, and I was like, what's that? Hair growing on my balls. I remember asking my mother, like, what is that? But that was about it. I've never had the erection where there was an issue, you know? So
you had it when you had your sex the first time. Okay.
Sex happened, and then the erection happened after.
Okay.
And it hurt. And I remember asking my science teacher, I was like, can I go to the bathroom? He was like, I don't know, can you? He was making fun of me, like, ask properly. I was like, may I go to the bathroom? And he's like, yeah. As soon as he said yes, I ran out of there. And he noticed there was an issue. Like, why is he running out so bad? Like, and all my classmates were laughing. He followed me to the bathroom. Yeah, and I was like, I was taking a piss and it's hurting me. He came in, I saw his head peeking. He's like, are you okay? I was like, oh, it's hurting. And so he was explaining to me what that was. He's like, oh, your first time having an erection, da 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 da. And when we went back into science class, I asked him not to mention anything, and he mentioned it to the class.
It's a scientific matter. We must discuss it. You know, it's all happening right now. You and your classmates. So education is good. He did a good thing.
It is. It was embarrassing, but it was good.
Oh.
First experience. Wow. Yeah.
So that's pretty cool first experience. But then you became more sexually active and had some relationships. And, you know, when did you discover that you enjoyed it and, you know, started to learn, like, pleasure is your birthright? You know, that's what we teach here. So
right.
How did you discover your own sexuality and pleasuring yourself and taking that into work with other partners?
You're bringing me back. Because there was a little difficulty after that first experience, because it was scary. Not scary as in I'm scared of her, but I didn't understand the feeling at the time. And as I told you, I was an obedient child. My mother was very religious. So I kind of stayed away from that. And then I met a female that lived in my building. She was a tomboy-like. So we used to all play together in a certain way. And I remember she was my best friend. So we became boyfriend and girlfriend, you know? And she asked me about it, about sex. But I didn't even know what a virgin was at that time, the terminology. So she's like, are you a virgin? And I was like, no.
No, I'm not a virgin. It's just like, you masticate and masturbate. You know? I don't masticate. Oh, no.
No. Didn't know what it was, but I remember later in conversation with her, she was like, well, I wanted to break it with with you. Like, that's why I asked you, because I wanted us to do together. And so I had no idea. And she wanted somebody with experience kind of thing. And I remember she cheated on me with this guy that was very sexual.
And I loved it.
Yeah, he owned that. Like, a lot of women were, you know, like, always talking about him. We were twins, and they were like, oh my God, Brandon and Marlon, always. And I remember I had an issue because we broke up and it hurt me. Like, oh, what the fuck, really? And is it because I never had sex with you? And it was that. I wasn't mature enough for her at the time, you know, and she needed something more mature. And I remember she was saying something, oh, his dick is big. And I was like, what? And I remember, because I'm only 14 at the time, and I was just like thinking about it. And I remember praying to God, please, can I have a big dick?
No comment there.
I was praying for that. I prayed for that, because I lost that girl, I think, because of that in my young mind, right? So that was like when I was 14. I never had sex again until I was 17, 18.
Oh, wow. That's quite a long time in between.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was very disciplined at that point. Like, I want a girlfriend. I want something real, you know, all that kind of talk.
Yeah, the sex didn't really matter, right? Because
not at the time. Yeah. Yeah. I think I learned at a younger age that the friendship was the thing. Like, that made me, like, it was just like
intimacy.
Intimacy was, yes, that's the word. It was a thing. So sex was secondary. Then I became in an R&B group. That's when it all started. We opened up a show for 112 and Usher in Canada. We did a lot of opening up for a lot of acts when they came here. And I remember it was our first song that we wrote and da da da. So being on stage and having 5,000 people in the audience, and then all of a sudden they're screaming our name, like, In Essence. And I remember,
so hot. Oh.
I remember doing some dance moves, and the girl grabbed my leg on the stage, and she wouldn't let it go. And I'm like, I'm trying to move, and she grabbed my crotch right on the stage, and everybody, the whole crowd, everybody was like, But that moment,
you became a sex symbol.
Well, that feeling was happening, and I didn't know what that feeling was, but it was like, wow, this is so cool. But I was in a relationship at the time, and my relationship wasn't sexual, right? So me and her would only have sex once a month, maybe twice a month, right? So all of a sudden, the attention from the women at a young age, I was only about, 21, 22 at the time. And so all this attention at a young age, I was like, whoa. So I remember the night at a hotel, talking to my girlfriend on the phone, and in the hotel room, everybody was running up and down the hotel. And I'm just sitting on the phone with a teddy bear that she gave me, talking to her, and somebody peeked in and said, what is he on the phone with his girlfriend? Oh, look, he had a teddy bear. And everybody started laughing, right? So I'm on the phone. And I'm like, fucking shit. So she's like, you know what? You better go hang with your boys. So I was like, yeah, okay. When I hung the phone, I went into a room where everybody was in, and everybody was having a crazy time. So it was a big party. Not an orgy, but people were getting crazy. And I was thinking to myself, I like this vibe. I really like this vibe. But I'm so obedient, and I'm loyal, and I won't do that. So
let me just watch and observe for now.
A little bit. My eyes were like,
I like to watch.
Yeah. So it started then. That's when it started. The sexuality started peaking.
Wow. And we talked a few days ago. You had mentioned that now, after so long, you had a time that you were actually celibate. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Well, okay, so kind of connecting the two, the journey, my sexual journey started then. After 8-year relationship with my girlfriend, we broke up. She went to Peru. I stayed here, but I was kind of happy she left, because now I was able to explore myself. But no knock on her. She was probably the best thing that ever happened to me at that time, right? But of course, you're young and dumb. So I went out and I started exploring my sexuality. And, you know, let's just say, because I had the opportunity to be more of an international traveler. I wasn't just being with one type of woman. So the experience was wild. Like, I realized in different cultures, like the Asian culture was totally different from the European culture, was totally different from the American culture. The women were totally different on the way they interacted intimately. So it's very, I want to say it, but I want to say much more. Yeah, because, you know, at the end of the day, my philosophy is you get older, you want to live the duration of your life with somebody that really understands you and that you could be expressive in any which way you want. So I am a sexual being and I understand that. When people look at me, they see that. Do I exude that purposely? Sometimes I do a little bit, but I think it's just my fashion and the way I carry myself. It just come across that way. Do I necessarily think about it and want it like, you know, come just fuck me, let's just fuck? No, I don't want that.
Right, yeah. I totally get what you're saying, yeah. Because maybe, you know, I feel like I'm like you in many ways. When we were younger, we had a lot of fun, but as you get older, it's not just about that right now. And also, especially in times of COVID, like we are now, it's difficult to meet new people and you're going to be taking safety precautions. But
right.
Like we were talking about earlier, but the celibacy, it was, you chose to not do anything sexual with people. And like, define sex, because sex means so many different things to so many people. So,
yeah.
You know, sex, you know, the whole world has, society has put those, you know, things in our brain that, oh, sex equals, you know, dick and vagina. But that is not what sex is at
no.
all. You know?
No.
So what is sex to you?
I'm gonna explain it in different words, because like as a sentence I probably won't know how to explain it. But comfort, of course, intimacy, trust, loyalty, fun, excitement, adventurous, you know, all these things, and learning, all these
growing
things
together. Hmm?
Yes,
growing together,
and exactly, and that's the exploration of it, where it becomes exciting because you and the other partner are doing these things together. When I heard about even tantric sex, it sparked something of me, because now it was okay, without the penis and the vagina, now what can we do to enhance that arousal of sexuality? We did it. You know, exploring that with a person was great. But back to what you were asking before, why this celibacy thing happened, is because after a long period of me exploring different situations, it became clear that's all I think women were interested in me about. Kind of. Like, I have philosophy. Philosophy is a life, you know, I accumulate a lot of different information where I like walking the walk, you know, empathy is a huge thing for me. So I see other people going through something, I feel it, right? And I guess that's why, another reason why I was very passionate in bed, because I'm feeling your energy, I can hone in on it and feel what, maybe you don't want this right now. And so that was really good, really good for me to, a tool for me to have, but it became a little bit too much. So I realized sex was more of, it was very powerful, because in the wake of what I was doing, I felt I was ruining a lot of happiness in people's lives, you know? So they would look at me as something, or, I want you to come over every Thursday, you're supposed to be over here. Like, what's the deal? you know, stuff like that was happening a lot. Yeah. And so,
expectations of you,
heavy expectations. And again, the world started changing, because in those times we were just coming out of where men were kind of like, the vibrato and ego was coming over everything. Now it was switching to the time where women were more in control and saying what they want and how I want it. And so it was a totally different way. Yes, I'm a server, I'm a pleaser. I love pleasing. So it was fine for me to, I maneuvered through that situation easily, But then I started seeing the ugliness of people just wanting sex alone and not the intimacy part of it. So I switched it and tried to become celibate. Even though I wanted it so much, it was difficult. It was, you know, beside a woman like yourself, I'd be erected, but I couldn't do anything because my philosophy was like, no, let's try it a different way. Bring back the power to me.
Yeah, well, you know, actually I practice Qigong and Taoist. So in the Taoist methodology, like philosophy, they believe that when men come, they release a lot of their energy. So, you know, tantric sex, like Kundalini, like Taoism, they believe in harnessing that energy. So you don't have to have that physical release of the sperm.
Right.
Like you can still feel orgasm, and then you utilize that energy sperm and put it into your creative endeavors.
Ooh.
Yeah. So check into that. The Taoist Mantak Chia, M-A-N-T-A-K-C-H-I-A, Mantak Chia. Super cool. How did you unleash your power through embracing your sexuality? You know, like honing that in and then using it in your profession and your life and making it who you are, like embracing everything that you are, you know?
Yeah. You know, I'm a quick story, a little story about how I grew up. I grew up with my mother, religious Christian, but me thinking that Jesus Christ was really my father, weird scenario. But then it kind of stuck to me in a way where when I became with people, my philosophy of life is in order to change the world, it has to go through women and kids. That's the only way the world is going to change. Once through women, if their mentality is a certain way in children, push it and we will change, right? As society. Now, that was always my philosophy. When I became intimate sexually, I realized that women were paying attention to what I was saying because the intimacy was there. So that was a huge catch for me. So I would get them and then after sex have a huge discussion about, so how are you gonna change the world? You know, kind of vibe. Like, I really believe in you. So how do you need me to help? And then we would talk about certain things. So that would kind of be the catch in a way where my sexuality drew them towards, let's make change in this world, you know? Kind of vibe. So yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. You definitely had an influence on me, and look where I am now. The oral portal to sexual freedom. Free yourself, you know.
You remember that discussion about you going to New York? I remember that. Yeah, yeah. We spoke about it for a while. And you had the opportunity.
That must have been 2009, 2010. And then I was already thinking about leaving. And then in 2013, I finally bought my one-way ticket here.
So again, that sexuality thing, kind of like I started picking at certain things about like, what do you want to do with your life? Like, where do you want to, you know what I mean? And so I don't know if that was an influence, but it was an influence for me, especially because you're such a spiritual being. And when I'm around your energy, I feel light. I feel expressive. I feel comfortable to express. So you really do that. You really do that.
Oh, that means so much to me. Thank you so much. I'm just here to spread peace, love, positivity, and help others on their journey towards sexual freedom. And I really know that hearing your story has definitely helped more people today. What is one word or one sentence that you want to leave people with? Like, you know, anything you want to share to end?
Three values that I go with now. Like I stick to these values. So respect is at the top. Respect yourself first. It's cliche to say that, but you have to go through trial and error to do that. Like, I mean, it takes a while. Respecting yourself. Then honest communication is the second one. I think if you really communicate and express yourself honestly, then I don't think anything can go wrong. With respect at the top, honest communication, people will now understand where you're coming from. And then empathy. If you can really put yourself in other people's shoes and, you know, and that kind of, those three values to me, I think really sums up how I would like to see my relationship grow. So wow. I look for those things. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah, totally agree. All about all the things that you said.
Yeah. Thank you for having me here.